Next patient was Jason Dicus. That is D-I-C-C-U-S, Dicus. D as in David. D-I-C-U-S, Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Date of birth is 11/21/86. Date of visit is 7/6/23. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity, cough and white sputum production for over 4 years. Next paragraph is spontaneous. This is a 36-year-old male who has a history of recurrent bronchitis and history of shortness of breath with minimal activity. States that he can states that he cannot function normally due to difficulty breathing with activity during the daytime. The patient states even walking to the mailbox causes shortness of breath and he has to stop. He also coughs and brings up a lot of foamy white mucus. Denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills, and night sweats. A recent chest x-ray that was done showed no active infiltrates. The patient had no fevers or chills and denies hemoptysis. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included Lyme disease. Approximately 12 years ago, and he was treated with multiple antibiotics for a prolonged period of time, for almost a year. He was left with joint pains, which he still has. The patient also has has had an appendectomy and had a tumor on his right arm that was resected at a young age. There's no hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked tobacco per day for 8 years. He vaped for 5 years and then quit. Denies alcohol intake. He works for his private business that he owns. Is not exposed to any chemicals, dust, or asbestos. Next paragraph, family history. Mother is alive and in good health. Father's illness unknown. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. No cataracts, no glaucoma. No urinary frequency or dysuria. No abdominal pains or nausea or vomiting, but has constipation. He has shortness of breath and occasional cough with sputum production. And denies any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains and no palpitations. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has enlarged glands, his joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has headaches, no seizures, no memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph, medalist, none at the present time. Next paragraph, physical exam, this well-built young white male is alert. No acute distress, no pallor sign of the sickness of erythema. Blood pressure 120/70. Pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 98, to weight is 160. Saturation 98 on room air. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils react to an equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And lung filter so essentially clear. No wheezes or crackles. Heart sounds regular from S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no rhinomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the one plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number one. Chronic dyspnea, etiology undetermined. Number two is recurrent bronchitis and reactive airway disease. Number three, chronic fatigue. And next paragraph, plan patient weather. Next paragraph. Planned. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, SED rate, ANA, IgE level. RA factor and alpha 1 antitrypsin level. Also, also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and diffusing capacity, and get a CT chest with contrast. He was advised to use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy McCandless. Amy, A-M-Y, McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S-A-R-N-P. Amy McCandless, A-R-N-P. Thank you for this consultation.